Tonight's episode of Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks contains mature subject matter. Senior campers only. Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks takes place in a fantastical, consequence-free environment. Everything said on the show is for the purpose of satire. Don't be afraid.
Can I listen, Daddy?
No, Jeffrey, your purity. On your 18th birthday, you may return, but for now, cocoon yourself from the filth of this world.
I can't get no. No, 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 no. I can't get no. That was pretty good. All right, well, this is Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks, and I'm riding solo this time. No strings on me. I'm just kind of going for it. And oh, what's that? Line's ringing. Hello, Dad. I mean, station manager.
Hello.
Dad. I mean, station manager.
Yes.
What? Why the hell are you calling? I don't get it.
You're very unprofessional, sir.
I don't understand the.
We want more comics from you. More funny.
Okay.
Dance. Be more funny.
I'm moving. Are you... I don't understand. What's the purpose of your call?
To tell you that you need to bring more comics in.
Okay.
Two's not enough.
Okay.
We depend on you here at KU Internet Radio, sir. You are to provide numbers, numbers, numbers.
Who's she? Who's the girl?
Hi.
Where the hell did she come from? Hey. This is No Girls... I haven't had a female guest in ages. They always freaking blow it. What? Who are you? Why are you here?
I'm here to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
What the hell?
I was told to make sure nothing too crazy happens because, I mean, you would know as well as anyone that, like, things can go badly here. So I'm just here.
What are you talking about, things can go badly here? I'm not getting that.
Badly strong. Harsh, maybe. I think that, okay, I don't know, but I was told to just make sure nothing too crazy happened. I'm here just to supervise.
Like what kind of crazy?
Amethyst Mojito, to be exact.
You tell me.
Amethyst Mojito. Oh, you mean my hand puppet?
She's a threat.
Blows me.
All right.
Yeah.
It's...
Yes.
It's disgusting.
All right, what are you, like, some kind of babysitter?
You could call me that.
What the hell? Dad, I mean,
trained.
Station manager.
A talent sitter.
Station manager, what the hell is this? I don't need a babysitter. I'm a grown effing man. I don't.
You're also a celebrity here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I know. People love me. They love me here.
We need to make sure you're groomed, that you're appropriate, that you're not alienating all of your audience.
I haven't alienated anyone. As you can see, it's a solid 200 listeners per hit. That's with no advertising. I think I got it under control.
They've actually gone up, sir.
Really? So you hired a babysitter to filter me, to poop on my art, to puke on my art, to piss on my art. No. Okay, then what are you doing here? I don't get it.
I'm just here to make sure.
How much is he paying you? $5 a night?
Well, I've been trying to negotiate, but yeah, that's about where it is.
So he's cheap and he's ruining my life. Figures.
I take what I can get.
Well, I mean, what? Or I'm just gonna do my show.
Okay, but you know, keep it.
PC.
You
know.
Listeners, so I picked up these prostitutes, and I'm flipping them hard. I'm freaking out. I'm destroying these hookers. And
is this a true? You know, that's quite illegal.
No, it's not. I was in Nevada, and
they
in Nevada? Really loved me. They loved me.
Where in Nevada?
Las Vegas.
That's illegal there.
Maybe. It is?
Yeah, it's... I mean, it depends on who you ask, I guess. But to my knowledge...
In Nevada, it's legal. Are we going to have to look this up?
Yeah.
You can go to the Bunny Ranch. It's legal in Wells, Nevada. Elko, mm-hmm. Nevada. They have brothels that you can go up.
Not in Clark County.
Yeah, but I want to do prostitution where I... Like, she's coming in here making the rules, acting like she's God or something, and I don't like it.
That's sacrilegious.
She sure
prostitution
like
in Nevada. Wikipedia. Better babysitter than you.
I've read that Wikipedia article. so many times backwards and forwards, and I'm telling you right now.
There you go. State of Nevada is the only jurisdiction in the United States where prostitution is permitted. Strictly regulated brothels. Where I was, I went to her house. I was at her house. There was more than one hooker there. It's a brothel.
Then it's fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything else? Any more fun you want to ruin, babysitter?
No, we'll see.
You got him the box of condoms I sent you, right?
Yeah.
I won't do it, okay? It's not pure. I want the real thing, not some knockoff, okay? I know how to pull out. You quit ruining my life?
I think it's a good decision.
I don't think so. It doesn't feel good.
We're doing what's best for business, sir.
Well, my thing is so big, I feel like it's going to shrivel up and fall off when you put it on. And I do need a hand putting it on. So I hope you're ready for that, babysitter, because I don't... just pretend you're not there, and I've got the hooker, and... Look, I won't do it, okay? I won't do it.
Okay. We'll see.
And now, back to the show.
Yeah, please go on.
Arrowhead water is the purest. We're gonna do a product placement. Arrowhead water is the purest of all the water. You know you can't punish me. You're not my mom.
Well, I liked the sound of that. I like the sound of pure water. You could keep going on that, and I'm not trying to replace your mom.
Good, because you could never put a rubber on like that woman. She doesn't, she's just kind of there. She doesn't, it's not incest. She just helps, okay? So these women are, that's why the prostitutes are usually, that like they usually will, they'll kind of do anything. So it's, Arrowhead water is 100% mountain spring water. It's like drinking rain in space. That's how pure it is. No carbon, no hydrogen in there to pollute it. It is water from space, mined from Pluto, which is now a planet again. Right?
I mean, the science is not in on that one. I have to... I mean, if you're asking me, I have to insist that may or may not be a planet.
See, what she's trying to do is make you a good pitch man for KU Radio.
Pitch man?
Yes.
So what? How does one make a pitch? You say, here's my idea, trust me, I've got it, get out of my face.
Just read what she writes you, sir.
Okay, well, write something. I've got an idea for a show about a boy who flies into space because of all his dating mishaps. Write it down. You work for me now, hun.
All right, don't call me hun. It's sexist. But I did write it down for you.
That's a human resource issue.
Could be, but I mean...
Because we can't suspend him.
Hun is not sexist.
How so?
I'm just calling you honey. Honey bun. Oh, you got. So now you're going to police the way I live my life. I'm a traditional man.
That's what I'm here for, sir.
Okay. Well, stand up because you're about to get the patriarchal treatment.
Careful.
I mean, I could go into that, but I won't because that's not my job.
Okay. Here, I'm just establishing that I'm the boss and I need you to stand up right now. Are you up?
Okay.
There. Now beat it, toots.
Just I tried to spank you.
Yeah, I missed. It would be weird if I had actually. Me. I missed.
It was a... I see what you're doing. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to freak out.
Because you like to be spanked and have your hair pulled, sir, does not mean everybody enjoys that.
I never said I liked that, but what are you going to put me in time out for being sexist, huh? You're going to put me in time out? You're going to make me think about women and how they're people too and how my sexual desires are getting in the way of real humans' feelings? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good idea. And
more commercial time is what you're saying.
For now, you know.
Less talking, more commercials.
How are you going to make me? Make me.
I'm not going to physically.
If you've noticed, sir, in the 17 shows you've done for KU, you've never played a commercial because you're so good. But
yeah.
Now we might have to put commercials Every 5 minutes.
You need to learn to be a team player.
Yes.
Every 5 minutes?
Yes.
The best team player.
This deal is getting worse all the time. Lando Calrissian, Empire Strikes Back, 1980. I guess I'm going to go in timeout and think about how, you know, women are people too, and you shouldn't, you know, spank your babysitter, even though the babysitter would love to spank me, I'm sure. You know, she's so power hungry. Am I right? Because she's a woman and I'm a man, and that means we're going to go to timeout. The ads are ready. Ads ready to play. Billy Joel's over.
Salads, quesadillas, burritos, and tacos. Yep. Made with always fresh, never frozen, all-natural, hormone- and antibiotic-free chicken, slow-roasted pork carnitas, and grass-fed Angus steak. Add to that your choice of over 30 freshly prepared roasted vegetables and 10 varieties of salsa, including fresh-cut corn cob. If that sounds like what you're craving, head down to Freebird's World Burrito. Great-tasting Tex-Mex, made fresh on the spot from only high-quality meats and produce. Four different choices of tortillas, including the spicy cayenne and 100% whole wheat, as well as corn tortillas for great gluten-free taco. Vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free. If you're hungry and you want healthy, visit Freebird World Burrito at their new location in Sugar House on 1300 East, in Taylorsville on Redwood Road, West Valley at 5600 West, Kimball Junction, or in Sandy's by Shields. Warning, don't go in asking for a square tortilla or they'll look at you funny.
So you're a student. What do you get from being a member of University Credit Union?
Oh, convenience.
Yeah, they have 4 locations on campus.
Oh, and 15 ATMs. They're like everywhere. Oh, yeah. Awesome student packages.
Oh, great, with no fees and no minimum balance.
Yeah, and you get an instant debit card.
The people that work there are so nice.
Yeah. And the coolest thing about the University Credit Union is they're as red as I am.
Visit one of our branches or go to student.ucreditu.com. University Credit Union. Local to Utah, loyal to you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Introducing the all-new 6-inch meal for $6 every day at Subway. Choose from turkey breast, tuna, Black Forest ham, meatball marinara, Italian BMT, or sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Then add your favorite chips and drink for only $6. This offer is valid at any Subway location. Utah students, visit the Subway located just west of President's Circle. Subway, eat fresh.
What a timeout. Well, I certainly spent it thinking about women.
Well, in a way, you might have learned a lesson.
It's a man's world, Amara. I don't like your rules, and that's why I'm doing a Ferguson-like riot right now. Oh, look at these cars. Destroyed. Crushed.
Chaos.
All me. All my fans. That's right. Get out there. Camp Jackie with Jackson Banks has hundreds of listeners. Get out there and light this city aflame. That's right. This is a call to action. Fight the police. Push them. Call them pigs. That's right. No more cops. No more pigs. This is a call to action. Ruin the buses.
All right. Well,
take the buses down. I hate the bus. Just drive cars. Just use Lyft. No more buses.
Okay. I mean, you have to be careful.
No, you be careful.
Say.
You watch it because I've got 100 fans coming to rescue me right now.
Okay. Well,
do we have a security feed? We have, what is that, 100 fans coming? Wow.
I mean, it's good that you have fans, but the fact that you have fans means you shouldn't encourage them to permit and start violence against the police, who are really just doing their jobs.
Yeah, doing their jobs, making acid illegal. Not into it.
Yeah, and that could... I don't know what to say about that, but that is true. That's a fact.
Hey, babysitter.
Yeah.
You're a smoker, right?
It's none of your business, but sure.
I got this nicotine patch off this. They now make nicotine patches with SpongeBob on them. SpongeBob SquarePants. How about you suck on this? I wasn't being sexist. You put it on your tongue.
Yeah. No, I understood. I still think it's inappropriate, but I appreciate the idea.
Well, take it.
Okay.
What type of infractions are you thinking about, ma'am? Toward Camp Jackson with Jackson Banks.
Infractions?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just probably try to... That's why I'm here. Yeah. I'm trying to enforce Just a little bit of guidance. I don't know if we have to move to infractions yet.
Okay.
Infractions are pretty
serious
stuff, yeah.
What's an infraction?
A fine, a penalty, suspension.
What are you gonna do?
It's like a timeout, but worse.
Yeah, I've been there. I certainly spent my time out thinking about women, how women are people.
We could give you a co-host so that your talking time is reduced in half.
Nope. No can do. Don't need it. I'm good. It's a man's world. That's right, campers. Get out there. Trash the Dunkin' Donuts. You know, the new Dunkin' Donuts. Trash it. Throw chairs through the windows. Take all the donuts. Don't hurt anybody, man. But you certainly take those donuts. Take what's yours. Don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt cops. Just kidding. But you know, if the car's empty...
Are you insinuating that cops eat donuts?
Oh, yeah.
Not all cops eat donuts.
But everyone...
Or commit violence against civilians, but we're not going to go there.
We are going there because this city is on fire right now.
I have to tell you not to get too political because it will dissuade your listeners.
I dissuade them into living great lives, having great hippie sex... yoga acid hippie sex. So, jealous?
Oh, yeah. Look who we have on the air right now, sir.
This is Chris Burbank, Chief of Police for the Salt Lake City Police Department. Oh. You are listening to KU Radio.
See? They're on to you, sir.
That's exactly why.
I'm really... Look, I'm really embarrassed now that he's in the room. Well, now that he's in the room...
Hi, this is Doug Diamond with the West Jordan Police Department. You're listening to KU Radio.
Yeah, look...
They're very calm, very professional men, and you're being a little bit outrageous, I think.
Look, I'm a little embarrassed now. What, do you want me to tell them I'm sorry?
That's a start.
You should apologize, yeah.
Sorry, officers.
A little less sarcastic.
I'm sorry I rocked your world too hard.
Okay. I'm sure that they...
Can you get off my back now?
Yeah. I'm sure that they understand your...
I hate my life.
Sincerely sorry, but...
That's my bedroom door slamming.
You know you're not supposed to slam the bedroom door.
Can't hear you. Not even in the same room. La 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 la.
It makes the hookers nervous, sir.
What hookers?
The ones you have in your room every night.
Yeah, well, they are here. Insert hookers giggling. And throwing pillows and doing sexy hooker things like smile at me, you know, because that's their job, making me feel wanted, you know, all that sexy hooker stuff.
I don't know, I'm not, you know, I think that it's good that you are enforcing job creation, but I do have to remind you that it's a little bit dicey to talk about prostitution.
Again.
Especially here where it's not legal, like in the beautiful state of Nevada.
I'm sorry, and what are you going to do?
I'm going to, I don't know, I just want to tell you that, you know, prostitutes have thoughts and feelings.
They're people too, sir.
Not when they're on the clock. Skins and bones, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyways, no, I'm very nice to my hookers.
That's a start.
Mm-hmm. Actually, these hookers, they work for me, so you guys, you know, if you're looking for a little. So yeah, you guys, what do you want? You want a, you know, golden shower or a Alabama Hot Pocket or a...
Hey, Sasha and Rebecca, take it from a pro, you know, a real radio guy, hooker from Rock 106.5. Shut up and go to break!
Irrelevant.
You heard that.
Totally irrelevant. So wait, you guys want like a Cleveland Steamer or a Lumpkin or, you know?
That would be a Blumpkin, sir.
It's also called Lumpkin.
I don't know what those words mean, but I do not like the sound.
I don't.
Dirty Sanchez. Old Donkey Punch.
A Battle at the Alamo. Plate Tectonics. You know?
Are you guys talking about giving someone a good gunching?
I'm talking about taking them to Carnegie Hall and burning that mother down. Burn Carnegie Hall down, fans. That was not a call to action, but it kind of was. Wink, burn it down. You know, because they rejected this. At the Sugar Shack. And make that girl love me when I put on some trash. So, burn Carnegie Hall. As you can see, I have the talent. They're racist or something. I'm a Rocky Mountain Jew. It's a new word for Mormon. I was raised Mormon. It's true, campers. Some people can start out Mormon and go through a transformation. And that's what I did. And now I believe in all religions. It's way more fun because I'm never wrong. And I never have to be confrontational with anyone. So, works for me.
See, that's nice.
I don't need your approval. I really don't need your approval.
Well, you're getting it.
There's nothing you can do. I think you need to go babysit my fans who are out there rioting.
Well, I'm trying to help them by proxy here.
Don't you have a babysitter league or something?
Yeah, we're union, but
so what where are they? Where are they?
In various homes across the suburbs, probably.
Could they be
doing their jobs like Americans?
Look, I don't like this. I don't like you.
You've made that very, very clear.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Look at that radio feed. They're destroying Mesquite. They're destroying Mesquite. The rioters are destroying Mesquite. My favorite Mexican restaurant. Hello? Anybody home? Sasha? You know these things. Come on. They're destroying Mesquite. Look, Amrit. I need you to call the Babysitters League. I need a babysitter for every crowd member. Can you do it? Can you put them to bed? Can you get them the snacks?
There might be some, and their current clients may be please. Asleep currently.
Please.
So, yeah.
Please, go. Send the text out.
It's a good cause.
Send it out. And please.
It's a Facebook group message, and I'm hoping they check their notifications because it's sent.
Well, hopefully they do, too. Could have done with, 100 phone calls like in the old days, but, whatever.
I'm only 16.
Beep, boop, boop, bop.
I don't know how to use a phone to call.
You're not 16.
I'm pretty sure I'm 16.
Huh. I see.
Barely legal.
She's... Actually...
I won't debate it.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's great. Dad, I mean, station manager has given me a babysitter who's younger than me. That's great.
Yeah, we're looking for the maturity of her.
The maturity, yeah, that's great.
That's a very nice view, say.
Well, what, is it dinner time or can we watch a movie?
I made you a quesadilla, if you, because that's what I was given to feed you. Is that?
It's not even. Wait. It's not even fresh?
I didn't say it wasn't fresh, but.
It was given to you by whom?
I heated it up in the Big microwave, like the note told me to. I don't know how to use the oven. I'm only.
No,
14,
heat it up in the microwave is not prepared. Heat it up in the microwave. What am I flipping? I'm not eating at Denny's. I want a flipping meal. I was at Denny's the other day and the waitress spilled syrup all over the place, and now I'm reliving that. I'm flashing back.
Would you like syrup for your quesadilla? Because I can get some for you.
Yes.
Okay. Here you go. Microwaved is as good as new, I think.
This is really unfair, and I'm grown and I don't have needs. I don't have any kind of special needs. I don't know. Everyone keeps flipping saying that. I don't need people to take care of me. I think that you should. I'll pay you more than a babysitting gig if you become one of my hookers.
Well, you remember the sexism talk we had earlier?
It's not about sexism. It's empowering to women. It is empowering to women using your body, using your sex sword, using your sex mallet, using your sex shield, using your sex map, using your sex treasure map, using your sex amulet, using your sex Xena's breast armor, using your sex Xena's leather skirt that barely covers her strong warrior legs, using your sex lesbian sidekick like Xena.
How did you know Xena was one of my greatest heroes growing up as a 13-year-old?
Because you are a young feminist, and that means you like Xena Warrior Princess.
Because you exemplify her fighting spirit, her toughness, and her beauty.
So that's very nice of you to say.
Yes.
And as you learned from Xena Warrior Princess,
yes,
you learned that women can be warriors and not yeah. always have to, you know.
Have 10 little piggies in the air, sir.
What? That is disgusting. You're the pig.
That's a.
Can I use silly goose? That was the funniest. Oh, man. Look. Look, everybody needs love. Xena needs love. Look, I know. I mean, that's feminism, right? Fetishizing woman warriors and thinking that it's sexy is pretty much feminism, right? It's like, you know, pretty much.
The science is out on that. Nobody really knows for sure. But.
Okay. Well, a woman warrior is certainly hotter than a stay-at-home mom. Count it. So I'm a feminist. Woo! Done.
Good. Good.
Okay. Well, now you're babysitting. You're filtering my brain. You know, you're forcing me to see women as people. Wow. What else are you going to... What else do you have up your sleeve, you drag?
Are you... presuming you haven't, like, groomed or bathed yourself in...
Circumcision is next on the ballot.
Sir. No. Hey. No.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
Are you kidding me, Dad? I mean, station manager, I don't need this right now. It's not bare. Wait, what are you doing? What is that? What is that? What are you... Get away from my large schlong. Get away from my huge schlong. No, no, no.
For a mix of reggae, world music, and more, check out Eclectic Weekend every Saturday and Sunday on KU Internet Radio. I don't know what's going on, my TV news has got me confused.
So Bobby King is paying his dues for bald faced avarice.
Stay still. There's a little piece left, and...
Ah, gosh! Oh, jeez. Are you happy now? It's all cut up. Didn't you read 3001 Space Odyssey? It's all cut up now. Who will sleep with me? No one. My whores won't even look at me the same with a... They call me truncated...
It's so tiny now.
Yeah, I know. I kind of needed the foreskin to give it a little mystique, and now it's like cutting my hair off. I have nothing else.
You'll thank us later.
Why? I guess, well, not having to clean is
AIDS,
good.
Not getting AIDS.
Not having to clean was good. I don't know, whatever.
Well, you're at risk with all the prostitutes and hookers, sir. We're just trying to ensure that you can continue to bring numbers to K-Ute.
You have to keep your winning streak going.
My streak, you mean my winning stroke. Boy-oing. Skin.
Woo!
Oh, sorry. That's the sound of success. A microphone. Blowing.
Gotta be careful with that, too. I'm just here to warn you. That's my job.
Look, Amara, get off my ass.
I have never been on your ass.
No, get off my ass, dog. Gosh.
It's also, you know, yeah.
Get off my
language.
Okay. Get off my flipping bum. Get off my tummy.
That's better.
Get off my flipping life.
That's a little better.
Gosh. I'm gonna go watch the new Jurassic Park trailer and then maybe touch myself because I'm not satisfied with how the dinosaurs look. So I was crying just now. They made him look so flipping dumb, effing dumb, fracking, and it shouldn't have thumbs.
No.
I'll be in the bathroom. Dinosaurs don't have thumbs. They don't have thumbs.
I'm really proud of you for going on this trip.
You're gonna have so much fun. And remember, something chases you. Run.
Yeah, go on that trip. Franchise is back. Give me that napkin. Give me that napkin right now. Give me the napkin.
There you go.
Put it down. The napkin. Whew. Oh, yeah. That's great. That's Isla Nubla. That's the original island. Whew. Okay. Okay. Light that candle. Oh, wow.
Why does it smell like Chiba in this studio?
I don't know what that is, but this looks really good. This looks so cool. The park is open. And the floodgates are open, too, because I'm about to spurt my freaking wad. That's dinosaur for cause a thousand unborn souls to go extinct. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Ah. Ah. Oh. Okay. All right, that's turn it off. I'm sorry. That was. Will you not tell the kids at school that I did that? Can you please not? Can you be a little professional and sign this non-disclosure that I really didn't like how the dinosaurs looked, and so
it really is weird when he releases himself in the studio. This is 2 weeks in a row.
I was kind of worried about interrupting that, but I don't even think I have to go into how inappropriate.
The problem is it's a fan favorite.
Yeah, it is a fan favorite. And look, it's not my fault that every time I have an episode of my show, misogyny and masturbation are powerful, overarching themes. The guests bring it to the table every time. They bring it up. They demand it. That's what the people want. They want the subjugation of women, and they want the subjugation of little Jackie. Boom. What are you going to do? Ground me? I'm a human being. I have needs.
Well, I don't have technically the leverage to ground you, but if I were your legal guardian, it would not be out of the question.
Oh, quiet. Oh, quiet. You have no power. Give me that quesadilla.
Okay.
It's garbage. Take it back.
All right. I mean, I think it's just a quesadilla. It's really, what's wrong with it?
It's not. Look, Mesquite was destroyed. By the way, can you check in on those on the riot?
Yeah.
Video feed. Oh, look, they're all sleeping and they have a juice, and little apple slices too. Now some of them have gone brown because their tummies were too full to even finish them. That's adorable. If we could just get a legion of babysitters in Ferguson, that would be great. Can we do that? Can we do this? Yeah?
I think that's a possibility, yeah.
All right, well, make it so.
You're having some good ideas.
Make it so.
Which is good.
I'm cold. May I wear my coat? Mother?
Well, I guess so. I mean, a coat is fine.
He's very negative today, isn't he?
I think he's a little cranky. I'm not going to lie.
Should we give him the injection?
I prefer angsty.
Yes, the injection.
Yes.
What are you talking about? You already cut half my wee-wee off, and now you're flipping. What are you doing to me?
I need you to bend over, Jackson.
What are you doing?
It's okay.
What is this? What's happening? Wait. No, I will not hush. I will not hush. Oh.
It's okay.
What did you put in me?
Just going to help you.
It's almost over.
It's just going
to
help you.
What is it?
It's going to make you go to sleep.
Oh,
We have some programming we need to do with you, Beckett. Dad.
Dad. Dad. Commercial break?
Yes.
Oh. Damn. Do you have, could you get, there's a little T-Rex head. I like to sleep with it, Amber. If could you bring it to me?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Here I like.
There you go.
I really like you. You're the best babysitter.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Looking for a Fox by Clarence Carter.
Got a brand new pinstripe suit of clothes. Big black polka dot tie. Cufflinks thick as jeopardies. Look at this. Shoes made out of alligator hide. I'm gonna say something else here. I'm ripe and red and hot from spot. Anything I got. I got the money, girl. If you got the time, all you got to do now is give me the sign. Look here.
Been a century of digging up bones. A whole new frontier has opened up. We have our first genetically modified.
Hey, could you turn that down? Turn the music down. Oh!
You just went and made
Jackson?
A new dinosaur? Oh.
Hey, 1 second.
Not a good idea.
Can I
give me a
in?
Second.
What are you doing in there?
Give me 2 seconds, Mom. I mean, babysitter. Give me 2 seconds.
One?
Depends.
Give me a minute.
On what?
I can't stop now.
What kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab? Evacuate the island.
Oh, I'm about to.
She's a highly intelligent animal.
Oh, yes, she is.
She will kill anything that moves.
Don't stop. Oh, what? What? Thumbs? 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 They have thumbs on the flicking. They have thumbs on the. Oh, Colin Trevorrow, you dirty little golden retriever bitch!
Who are you talking to?
The director of the film. I can't believe they put thumbs on that. I totally finished too quick because of the thumbs on the damn dinosaur. That's now twice of. I'm going to be every day till the movie comes out. I know what I'm rubbing it to. Anyways, kids, Amber, if you could. You've crossed the line, okay? There's something called space. And, you know, if you'd respected it, all that gunk wouldn't be on you right now.
Well, it's part of the job, and I was willing to take the hit.
Well, maybe you'd make a good...
Okay.
...hooker.
Okay, well, we've already been there.
Sorry. Hello, Governor. I'm looking for a prostitute. We don't have any prostitutes in England. Oh, I have just the one. She's book smart, just like the Brits like it. Yes. Look, I did not intend for the episode to go in this direction.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Could you go in the next room? Just go in the next room. I got to think about something.
Okay. Well, if you promise, you're going to behave.
All right.
So here's her purse.
All right. I've got her purse here. If only I knew a way that I could get her fired and arrested. I've got an idea. Amethyst Mojito, my right hand? Yeah. I was right there with you with that trailer. I was equally upset when the dinosaur had thumbs, and so I bit down real hard. Oh, I know you did, Amethyst. Yes. You know what you could do. What's that? Well, she's your caretaker, and you could put naked pictures of yourself in a purse so she gets charged with child pornography. Child pornography, eh? Wow. Can we put some sexy photo music on? Sexy photo music?
Yes.
Can we do Michael Jackson, Drop the Boogie All Night? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Work it. You animal. There we go. Yeah. Oh, you sprightly little boyish. Yeah, this is gonna get her in a little trouble. That'll get her in a little trouble. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Work it. Oh, handstands. That's right. Look innocent. Good job, Jackie. Good work. You're the king. You're the king. Yeah. Boom, baby. Shh. That's right. Trim it. Manscape it. Makes the old Johnson look bigger. Swing. Pow. Yeah. Boom. Okay. There we go. That's how we do it. Bang. Boom. Bow. Ching. Ching. All right. I'm done.
Miss Ames, could we get you to come back into KU's studio, please?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here is,
I didn't mean to trip over your purse.
Uh-oh. What's in there?
Just paperwork for my babysitting duties.
What is...
Oh, you sick.
Really? Wait.
Your starfish?
My starfish. My place. What Amara, what could you be doing with these? Look, I told her not to. I told her not to. I told her I was just a little boy. I told her I was just a little boy, and I didn't want to do any of that.
Look.
And you? This is...
I cannot believe this.
Too much Jackson.
A 16-year-old girl. Oh, my God. She's, she's a minor.
Jackson.
We went over that. She's a minor. She's a minor. And... Oh, dear Lord. Okay, look, I can explain.
Go on.
I just wanted you to understand me. And had a little crush, as you can see. Just wanted you to know. And oh, God, what do I do? Just then, we heard the police calling in. Play the police clip. Oh, God, what do I do? I'm scratching the back of my head like in a Japanese cartoon. Officer? Hey, it's me. Officer, stop it. It's me, Officer Krupke. From West Side Story? Yes, the very same. I'm here to tell you that you can walk free. Why is that, officer? Because the naked pictures, you have a bad body. That means it's not porn, it's art. Oh, wow. Those pictures must be worth millions. Yes, and now they're in the hands of the world's most wealthiest outlaw babysitter, and now she's going into space. That's right, she used your photos to buy herself a space shuttle, and with that space shuttle she will take over the lunar base where they make Arrowhead spring water, becoming the most powerful woman in the world, affirming feminism once and for all.
And I have you to thank.
Wow, can anything ever work out for me? God. Well, I guess I have my freedom, right, guys?
We'll see about that by next Tuesday.
Can I get some touching music?
We gotta get out of here, sir.
Campers, Camp Jackie would like to thank you for coming. And you know what? Maybe you're not a billionaire feminist on a lunar base plotting to destroy all men. You know, maybe you're not king of the world, but if you have your freedom and if you are not going to jail for sending naked pictures of yourself to a teenager, that's its own reward. Come to the U Open Mic, 7:30 p.m. Mondays here at the Union Theater. Mo's Open Mic, 7:30. Wise guys, 7:30. Jackson Banks will be doing a show in Wyoming. Be there. Goodbye.